Hey there, amazing people. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. You know that feeling when you walk out of a social gathering drained instead of energized? Or maybe you found yourself agreeing to things you really didn't want to do just to please someone else. Ever felt like saying no is an Olympic sport with medals going to those who haven't quite mastered the art yet? Well, let me tell you, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or rude. It's about protecting your precious time, energy, and emotional well-being. Today, we're diving deep into the world of boundaries with family and friends, a topic that can sometimes feel like navigating a minefield. But trust me, once you understand how to set them effectively, life gets so much smoother, more fulfilling, and dare I say it, even a little bit more fun. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some honest-to-goodness advice that's going to empower you to create relationships that truly nurture and support you. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this awesome journey. 1. Know thyself. This might sound a bit cliche, but seriously, understanding your values, needs, and limits is the foundation of healthy boundaries. What drains you? What energizes you? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time to reflect on these things, journal about it, meditate, or just have a good old-fashioned soul-searching chat with yourself. 2. Communicate clearly. Remember that a whole no is a complete sentence thing. Well, practice makes perfect, and setting boundaries often starts with saying no more often. But it's not just about saying no, it's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. You don't have to go into a long explanation, simply state your boundary directly. I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to take on that project right now. See? Simple, direct, and effective. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. Being assertive is all about respecting yourself while also respecting the other person. It's a fine balance, like walking a tightrope. You don't want to be a pushover or come across as rude. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a superhero with superpowered boundaries. You have the strength to say no and protect your well-being without hurting anyone else. Assertiveness is about finding that balance and using your voice in a way that feels authentic and empowering. Oh. Consistency is key. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. Sometimes people might test those boundaries, especially if they're used to you being more accommodating. That's okay. Remember, consistency builds trust and respect. Stick to your boundaries, even when it feels uncomfortable at first. 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. Setting healthy boundaries isn't just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. When you prioritize self-care, you're better equipped to handle the demands of life and set those boundaries with confidence. Take time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or indulging in a hot bath. Remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. Think about that last family gathering you went to. Maybe there was an aunt who insisted on discussing your dating life again. Or a cousin who monopolized the conversation with stories that could have been condensed into a 5-minute recap. I'm betting we've all experienced something similar, right? Now imagine if you had politely but firmly said, "Aunt Susan, I appreciate you caring about my love life, but I'd rather chat about insert the different topic." Or, "Cousin Michael, those are some epic stories, but I'm really enjoying this conversation with mention someone else. Maybe we can catch up later." D. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be confrontational. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you communicate your needs while still being respectful. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries with family and friends. Remember, it's not about being perfect or shutting everyone out. It's about honoring yourself and creating relationships that are mutually supportive and fulfilling. You've got this. Go forth and set some empowering boundaries. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from hearing this message. Remember, we're all in this together, and by supporting each other, we create a more compassionate and understanding world. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.